had a helper whose name was Ming Kui. He was a basket maker by trade, but few could talk or preach better than he. When he became a Christian, he refused to work on Sunday, and so he lost his job. Then when he refused also to make baskets to hold incense, which was to be offered to heathen idols, he lost his chance to work in private homes. But he was a good basket maker. None could make a better basket than he. And so he was able to find enough work to keep him from begging, and he was happy. One day he went to a rich home with his stock of baskets, and the Chinese ladies crowded around him and asked him to make some special baskets for holding incense. The house was being redecorated, and they wanted everything as nice as could be. Ming Kui did not notice a workman way up near the ceiling painting the guest hall, but he knew that when he refused to make the incense baskets, the Chinese ladies would be very angry. What? Not make baskets for holding incense? Refuse an order for anything to be used in the service of Buddha? They were very angry. And the painter pricked up his ears to listen. Do not be angry, ladies, replied the basket maker. I am sorry not to comply with your wishes, but I cannot make or sell anything for the worship of idols. And why not? Why not? Asked the ladies, more surprised than ever. Because, said the basket maker, I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The painter stopped his work to listen. I am a believer in the Lord Jesus, he went on, and a worshiper of the true and the living God. While the ladies listened, he told them about the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who came down from heaven to die for sinners. He told them about God who is over all, until the ladies grew restless and impatient, and tottered off angry and indignant. What was that you were saying? Came a voice from up near the ceiling. It was the painter, Mr. Wang. You did not see me, said Wang. I'm painting up here. What is it you were saying? I heard, but tell me again. And there in that rich home, in the great guest hall, where the ladies of the house had heard but not heeded the wondrous message, Wang heard for himself, and for the first time in his life, he heard the beautiful story of the love of God in sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to be the Savior of all who would believe the gospel message. Wang both heard and heeded, and Wang became a true and trusted follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. In that beautiful guest hall that day, the Lord himself had come as a guest, and he was welcomed. Not by the ladies of the home, but by a humble workman, whom no one but he seemed to see. Today, that same blessed holy guest comes and knocks on the door of your heart. Dear unsaved friend, will he find a welcome, or will you turn him away? O Jesus, thou art standing outside the heart's closed door, in lowly patience waiting to cross the threshold o'er. You bear the name of Christian, his name and sign you bear, but oh, what a shame upon thee to keep him standing out there. Admit him, for the human breast ne'er entertained so kind a guest, no mortal tongue their joys can tell with whom he condescends to dwell. The scripture tells us in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Unlike Mr. Wang, you've heard the story many times, but you have rejected it. You have refused God's offer of mercy through the work, through the death, through the burial, through the resurrection of his Son. Friend of mine, today he wants to give you the same gift he gave Mr. Wang so many years ago, the gift of eternal love as paid for on Calvary's cross, when the Son of God did shed his blood. Will you receive that gift? Become a child of the King today. He stands at your heart's door. Won't you let him in? May the Lord bless you to do so now.